Yo, 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 welcome to episode 116 of the Breeze Podcast, where your word of mouth is our oxygen. I'm your boy, John McCollin, out here in Canada with the homie, the Don Dada.
Victor White.
Let's not waste no time. Let's just get into it, fam.
Yo, John, I've been diving deep into vocals. Do you want to know who I think has the best vocals in pop music?
Who?
Demi Lovato.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, 100%, bro.
Like, the fact that 90% of her songs are shit, it's another thing. But, like, go and listen to Stone Cold Live 2015 something, search Demi Lovato Stone Cold, and there's the live version, or Demi Lovato Tell Me You Love Me documentary end part, there's a video too. Like, it's freaking insane.
I remember watching this video where she was like singing with like a choir.
Yeah,
like singing with a choir, bro, like in pop, like take the pop music away, but she was keeping up with the choir. You know what I mean? Like,
how? But John, so I was listening. Do you know Tristan Paredes, this vocal coach, mm-hmm. on YouTube? I was mm-hmm. watching him analyzing Stone Cold. The only thing he's probably better than that. But the thing that he likes to focus on is the vibrato. What's it called? Vibrato. And because he likes to flash with his own vibrato, which. Anyhow, but the thing is, and then he was claiming that she went into a falsetto. He was like, oh, it's a mixed falsetto. Like, no, bro, it's her stomach voice. Like, her range is
crazy.
It's insane, bro.
Like, if I don't know if you ever heard her song Sorry Not Sorry.
Yeah,
but even that chorus alone is like, that's is crazy.
It's so crazy. Wow.
But why have you been looking in the vocals? You've been practicing singing or something?
No. I have not been practicing singing. I just, it started out with my girlfriend making fun of me because I came out that I dove deep into Demi Lovato some time back. And I'm trying to make my girlfriend understand that I appreciate the craft of music. So, and now she's hooked too, but, then I came back into it and I really started listening to her voice, how insane it actually is. And I started listening to other people and, like, you know, really diving into the vocal part of things. So, it's fascinating. It's fascinating.
That's amazing, man. One of my favorite producers, Oak Felder, like, produces a lot of her stuff.
Wow.
And that's, like, one thing he says, like, it's so easy, the vocal culture, like, in the studio, like, he just drops a melody, like, gives her a melody, and she, like, repeats it flawlessly. You know what I mean?
The thing is, so if I do, she will do her stomach voice, this voice, it has character up here. Like, it is in,
She's actually not this world, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. And then I hear her do Adele. Hello from the other, okay, let's move on.
You know who has a good voice too that could rival her, yo?
Who?
Ariana Grande, yo.
True.
Grande has, like...
That's very true. Her voice is freaking powerful too.
And Mariah Carey range.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I don't know if you saw that Christmas special that Mariah Carey put out last week, Friday.
Okay, no.
But it was Mariah Carey, Jennifer Hudson, Ariana Grande. Mariah Carey and Ariana Grande, like, harmonized in, like, you know that whistle tone that Mariah Carey does?
Yeah.
Yeah. They did that, bro. And they did a harmony to that. That was
yeah, crazy. I have to check that out for sure. Whoa, crazy. Bro, let's skip the weekend review.
Hey, you want to do your thing? Your recording thing?
Come on. My phone got hacked, John.
It got hacked.
It got hacked, so someone stole the recording, so I have to do it next week. I have to do
fair enough. I'm gonna question it.
I'm sorry for being so hard on you, John. I now realize what life is,
bro.
I'm even crying. Look at this,
bro. Next week, you're running back. You're running back.
Have you had anything on your mind this week? Anything in specific?
Bro, this week has been hectic, bro. Like, I'm going to tell you, hectic. You know, you know who we had that conversation last week about that TV show? I don't remember if it was a TV show or a movie. The show about the consulting and like the investment banking
stuff. Industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I had that like times 80 this week, yo.
Have you watched Industry?
I haven't watched it, but just from your like description of it,
okay,
like, yeah, bro.
Because I hope you haven't had that this week, because there's a guy sitting next to a guy that dies in the bathroom of the company.
This week been so hectic,
and I don't want you to die, John.
This week been hectic, yo.
Well, people just shoving things on you.
Like, you know, work's supposed to be finishing at 5 o'clock, but you finish at like 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock. Okay. This week been hectic, but just because like this is like one of the final weeks, we got basically finish everything up. So this coming week should be a smooth sailing. You feel me?
Yeah.
But nah, bro. This week been hectic, man.
Are you gonna have to work anything today? Sunday?
Nah, I'm trying. I'm taking it to sleep, yo. My Slack is on. Do not disturb.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. My Slack is on do not disturb. Yeah. What about you? How's everything been?
I'm gonna bleep this, but I had an interview. Well, it wasn't the interview, but more of an info meeting with an executive from and a junior associate.
That's sick.
Since I applied for 2 weeks, didn't get it though.
Fair.
Because but he told me, he's like, because they don't have any influence over that, that's HR. But what he said is like, you know, the way in is from the internship.
Okay.
And the internship you do in your second year in uni, so that's fun. But I was hoping that I was going to be able to go there, but that didn't happen. But now I know what I want to do, John. I've done some deep soul searching.
So what do you want to do?
I need to get experience, and then I'm gonna bleep this too. Then I'm gonna do my own.
Nice.
The world's first climate neutral or negative, carbon negative.
Say a word, yo.
So the money that you make from the, you know, using these, your people that use your service using that, you plant trees for that money. And the
that's pretty sick,
you know, all wood, but you can also do them out of other sustainable materials. Use these wind powers, you buy a windmill, whatever they're called, you know, green energy to power the servers, all of that stuff. The are available within the they're only, you can only do sustainable, so yeah, there's going to be a bar to like, okay, how you qualify to be a sustainable company.
That's sick, yo. When you're ready, like, just let me know. I'm gonna invest, you feel me? Like,
well, this is going to be, it's going to be capital intensive. I've spoken to people, so. And that's also why I want to go in, because then you get the capital and potential investors to do something like this. But I need the experience first. Hence, I need to get in.
100%. Yeah, I feel like that's what, where else would you go there? You know what I mean? Like, I don't see you being there for like forever to be like I don't see that. You know what I mean? Just to get that experience, that quick experience, and then like keep it moving, do your thing. You know what I mean? So.
And I also feel like the diversity over there is way better than at, to be honest.
Really? Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, way better. Because from what I've seen, it's only been white people. I've seen one guy that looked to be some Middle Eastern, maybe half Middle Eastern. Other than that, pure white people. Not that, like, I mean, but, like, you know. But from my talk with, you know, the. Yeah, it's diverse, and that's important for me. So I feel that I would fit better in with the culture. And I, yeah, it would, yeah. Oof. I'm hyped, but John, let's rewind for a minute, okay? Do you remember when we talked about safety nets, education, all of that stuff?
I don't remember. Refresh me.
Do you remember when we talked about what, like $4,000 and $4,000 or $5,000 a month is scientifically proven to be the amount of money that
Oh, to
you
be
make,
happy.
whereas after, if you make more, you don't get that much happier.
I remember.
Yeah.
That was earlier this year.
I,
That was earlier this year.
No, I think that was like in the beginning of the podcast, honestly.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it was this year right now. But continue.
Yeah. Yesterday I felt like I made it.
Oh,
Yeah, yesterday I felt like I made it, John.
yeah? Yo,
I know that's a
explain.
bit presumptuous to say.
Explain, yo.
Yeah, I'll explain in just a second because I've been transferring this large file that I can now delete from my hard drive, 200 gigs. Just full. Pray to God that I deleted the right one now. Not an entire month of life. So the reason why I'm saying that, because what we talked about is making $4,000 or $5,000 a month is the optimum level of happiness. And when you make more money than that, you don't really get that much happier. And I was explaining previously in this podcast that I want to go to the Stockholm School of Economics to build my safety net so that if everything that I do in the future goes to crap, I'll have a network, a safety net where I'll be able to make that amount of money without a relatively high effort put into it, so to speak. You know, I mean, I think most people that go to this school make a lot more than that, but what I meant was just that safety net. And now in the beginning, it's been kind of hard to grasp that I'm actually in the Stockholm School of Economics. And by yesterday, I felt that I'm a part of it now. That's like, this is the way it is. My safety net is now here. It's a tremendous security. And I have to say that it feels amazing. It feels like comfort. It feels because a lot of this podcast is about journeys as well, right? So I feel comfort in knowing that I'm like economically safe for the rest of my life, so to speak.
Nah, it's box, yo. I never looked at it like that, but like when you put it in that context, that makes a lot of sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like not looking in the know, but just like how sustainable can you be? And you know what I mean? Like you're not defined by like one job, but like the network you got around you is
Yeah.
really that's all you got. You feel me? So like I never looked like that, but that's definitely like that's
John,
facts.
you're
You know what I mean?
also economically safe for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's facts.
Do you get what I
That's
mean?
facts.
I mean, and this is what we've been trying to say, podcast listeners. Like, if you do something, like people say, don't get an education, whatever. But I wouldn't say it's per se about the education, it's about the network. And if you get that, you know, you are safe. I mean, the teachers at the school tell us that we're, you know, freaking hooked up for life, which on the one hand is kind of crazy, but it's also very true. One could say that it's an elite class or like part, you know, and they've actually gone through this in our management course, you know, how the top people network and socialize in between each other and all that stuff. But something that I want to, so and that's me saying it in a humble way, and that's me trying to be inspiring to you guys, saying that you can also go and get yourself an education or invest or try to get into a network of some sort. There's many opportunities out there. But what I feel is different from what I've done previously is that this will give me a certificate that no one can ever take away from you, and also the relationships that will help you in the future.
100%, yeah. That piece of paper goes a long way for sure. For sure, man.
Yeah, that's the way it is. One last thing, John, before we round this up. I don't know if you saw my vlog, but I endorsed two candidates.
Yeah, I actually did not watch it. I did not watch it yet, yo.
Yeah.
Is the election done?
Yes.
How did it go?
So I endorsed Cindy for the International Committee. She won. And I endorsed my friend Samir from the president of the Student Association. He technically won the election of, because you cast your vote and the person you put at number one, he got the most number one votes. However, the system that they use is that you rank the candidates from 1 to 8, and then so there were 8 candidates, and then after the first round, which he won, he got the most number one votes. The person with the least votes, they do a recount, and that person's votes get spread out across the other candidates through how the people, let's say it's 50 vote to 50 people, how they rank the candidates, which in my world is a weird way of doing voting. From what I know of democracy, you have one choice to vote for one person, because only one person can be the president. However, Samir, he ended up second, so congratulations to Tindra, the girl that won.
Word. Congrats, families.
But what do you think of that voting system, John?
It's whack, yo. I mean, like, why just not put, like, one name? You know what I mean? Like,
it's really whack, right?
Pretty whack, yo. I mean, like, it should just be one name you put down. You feel me? Like, your other choices shouldn't have, like,
no impact on... And I have, and so obviously the two people that I endorsed technically won. When Samir, he won the most first-hand votes.
Yeah.
How it works in the real world, but he didn't win in this setting how they do it. But what I'm trying to say is just I found it really weird too. I have no idea. I guess it's a I don't know really because the issue is too, like, I think he lost with 6-4 votes, something like that. But the problem is the people that vote, they don't realize that the ranking from 1 to 8 actually matters. They think that like 1, 2, 3 is important.
For all positions, or was that just for president?
Huh?
Was that for all positions or just president?
I think it was for all positions where there were more than 2 applicants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if there were 3 or more.
That made no sense, yeah.
No, I know. It makes zero sense. Zero sense. It's So I'm gonna be honest, like I was a bit baffled by that way of voting, since it's so imprecise, since it doesn't give you like an actual reality of how people voted. Just because we had a team glögg evening, so I asked my friends, like, did you guys vote? And they were like, yes. And then I was like, okay, so and then I waited for them to like, so how did you vote? And they're like, yeah, we took one person, and then I didn't really know about the rest, so we just clicked it in. So I was like, oh, so were you aware that you had to rank the candidates from 1 to 8, and that all the ranking is very important? No, like,
I didn't prep you guys like before you guys voted.
Well, I think people don't care enough about the election. That's one thing. So technically they should make it easier. Second thing is, I don't think, I think they could have done a better job of informing people the way the system worked, works. I don't know. But that's just my opinion, one man's opinion.
That's a super weird, that's a super weird way to tally up the votes though, especially for like such an important position, you know what I mean? Like, kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, guys, I guess that's it for today. We're making it a short one. However, make sure to go and listen to Stone Cold with Demi Lovato.
And not Ariana Grande, Mariah Carey special.
Nice. See you next week. Peace.